This is Fresh Air. The group New Kids on the Block just came out with a new album called Step by Step. It entered the charts at number 14. That's the highest debuting album since Madonna's Like a Prayer in the spring of 1989. Rock critic Ken Tucker takes a look at producer and manager Maurice Starr, the brains behind the New Kids' success.
Step by step, ooh baby, gonna get to you, girl.
Dismissed by grown-ups in the great tradition of teen idols, New Kids on the Block is a first-rate example of an adolescent rock act. They're cute, they're lovable, and they're the creation of someone else. In this case, manager-producer Maurice Starr. Starr is a master knockoff artist. A decade ago, he invented New Edition, which was conceived as a fresh version of the Jackson 5. Then Starr created New Kids on the Block as a white version of New Edition. As a black man, Maurice Starr understood all too well that a white group that sounded like a black group would sell more records in a country as addled about race as America is. He was right. Their voices may be thin and their material wispy, but there's a bedrock tradition to the New Kids' songs that I find difficult to dislike. That tradition is rhythm and blues, and these five blue-collar kids from the Dorchester section of Boston do their best to emulate R&B acts like Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, the Delphonics, and the Stylistics. Let's Try Again is, in fact, a pretty close approximation of the Stylistics' 1972 hit Betcha By Golly Wow.
I guess there is a way, and I've heard of two loves that needed each other more and more each day.
New Kids on the Block isn't the only act Maurice Starr is overseeing these days. He also has Perfect Gentlemen, a trio with a big hit, Ooh La La, and a young lead singer named, Maurice Starr Jr.
I remember the day, it was oh so sad. She was the sweetest, dearest friend I ever had. She could talk to me almost any time, and at the end of my day, I felt fine. Her mother news to my heart. She said they're leaving, and now I'm tearing all apart. I think I'll never forget that day. And for you, girl, this is all I have to say.
And then there's the Superiors, five young fellows whom Starr has said he's modeled on the Temptations. Sure enough, they have a song called Temptation that sounds an awful lot like, well, you'll hear it, I'm sure.
Thank you.
As you've probably figured out for yourself by now, Maurice Starr is no creative genius, but he's something better than a cynical manipulator. To write and produce every song on these albums, as he's done, and locate the talent to perform them, and have them all become hits, well, that's a combination of creative and business skills that any corporation would envy. Right now, Starr's cash cow remains the New Kids, with 15 million albums, singles, and video cassettes sold, and 2 million copies of their new album shipped to record stores. And, oh yes, Starr says he's got another star in the making. He signed a skinny white kid with a big voice named Rick Wess. Maurice Starr says he's going to be, quote, the new Elvis, and at this point, I'd be a fool to argue with him.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly.
Happy birthday to you. This is your day. On this day for you, we're gonna love you in every way. This is your day.
This is Fresh Air.